No. And it's working. We have the
Yay.
Technology. Okay, so this is like a mini post-mortem Christmas special AMA with Byboy, who couldn't join everybody because he's so cool and he's busy making epic meals.
Sad news, really.
Yeah, it's totally you. Right now you have a martini in my mind. That's what you're doing right now. Okay, so I've got questions. Are you ready to answer the burning questions?
Yes, give me the questions.
Okay, what was it like collaborating on this project?
Oh, it was awesome. This was my first finished collaboration, and getting to work with performers that I hadn't worked with before was a lot of fun. And just like being part of something so big just felt really, really cool. I was maybe even a little overeager and got my stuff in really quick because I was so excited to see how this would all turn out.
We're not going to mention you were the first one to submit all your audios in the first week. You were sending me the audios and I was like, Eli, so I think he's done. And Eli's like, what the fuck? I'm still at work. What the hell? So it's a wonderful conversation because I'd be updating him as you're sending them in. What kind of audio equipment did you use?
Oh, man. I just used my phone. so simple. That's what I use for all of my audios.
Well, you make it sound good.
Well, thank you.
So, it's either a fancy phone or you just know how to work your phone.
Yeah, I've had a little bit of practice now.
Plus,
Eli did an amazing job cleaning it all up for me.
Yeah, he did an amazing job on my audio too, I'm not going to lie. What was it like to be brought into this project?
I was honored, like, just that anybody even thought of me as being good for a particular role. Felt so nice. I was worried that I wouldn't have time for it, and I didn't want to disappoint anybody, but I'm delighted that I was able to make it all work out.
You did a great job too. So for the most part, these questions are all related to the project, but there were some people who submitted like 5 related questions and then they'd have 1 unrelated question. But to reward them, for submitting the related question, I will ask the unrelated question. And I think there's only 3 of those. And this is one of them.
All right.
So is there anything you're looking forward to this year besides the end of quarantine?
I am working on a hiking challenge this year, and I am looking forward to seeing that to completion.
Dang. You make me look lazy. This is great, though. Okay. So there were a few questions related to this. Did it feel awkward, uncomfortable, or uneasy doing a collaboration audio? Like, was it awkward doing the intimate scenes, or was it not awkward at all? And I kind of think I might know the answer to this, but I'm going to let you answer it.
There was, like, a little bit of awkwardness not having, like, a partner there responding to the things I was saying. Having to like skip over my counterpart's lines as I went through the scene. And of course, you know, like I kind of act out everything I do as I'm recording. So a fly on the wall observer would probably see me doing some pretty awkward things by myself.
And now everyone's going to demand a Twitch stream of you.
No.
How will you live with the embarrassment?
Oh my God, I just melt.
So how long did it take you to record your part?
I want to say like 3 hours maybe. Everything together. I just kind of, I had a free day at home by myself and I just sat down and plowed through it, I guess.
Wow, you did. Sorry. Bad joke. I'm sorry. I couldn't help it.
I don't think I was the one doing the plowing, though.
Well, I mean, there was the shower scene.
Mm.
Can we expect more collaborations or radio play like this one in the future in your kind of projects away from the rest of the group?
Oh, I would like to explore some more projects like this sometime. I've kind of taken a little step back from recording lately, but in the future, if I have more time and an energy to do recording, I would really like to work with other performers again, because that was a lot of fun.
Okay, unrelated question alert, but it's a reward, so there we go.
All right.
What are your book recommendations?
Book recommendations. Oh, man. Let's see, I've been like listening to Game of Thrones on audiobook lately, which I'm like really late to the boat on.
Long listen too.
Yeah, yeah. I got really into, I know it's not really a book, but there's an audio drama of Neil Gaiman's Sandman. Which was just like super fantastic. I loved all the acting in it. I mean, if I have like a favorite book that I would recommend to anybody, it's American Gods. So I don't know. I feel, okay. So here's a book. I read a lot of comics and stuff, and I recently picked up a Not Safe for Work comic. That I would highly recommend to anybody. Find the title of it. Oh, shoot, I don't have that saved anymore.
Oh, no.
Well, but anyway.
You know, you tell me when you know, and I'll just put it in, like, the comments.
I will. I will absolutely. Perfect. I'll put a link to it, even.
Oh, there we go. Perfect. Smut for everyone.
That's right.
Yeah. What's one thing you've learned about yourself as a creative after finishing this Christmas project?
Well, I think that I can do more with limited time than I thought I could. And Eli's magic that he performed on the raw audio I gave him made me think a lot more about like what the potential for my voice, my performances could be.
I'm sneezing, so I keep muting my mic. It's life. You semi-answered this, but just in more detail. Was it easier to perform as a voice actor to a listener script where the listener is silent, or was it easier to perform as a voice actor where you knew it was going to be spliced with another voice actor?
Ooh. Yeah. When I'm performing a script for a silent listener, I'm in my head imagining what they're saying back to me or how they're reacting, and then kind of tailoring the way I say those lines sort of in response to that you know, imaginary interaction going on. And in this case, like, I knew how they were reacting. So that kind of took some of the challenge out of trying to react to an imaginary person.
Cool. How did you find the motivation to, like, just do this? It's actually how to keep going with a big project, but because you did yours in one day, how did you find the motivation to just do it?
Well, Mary had a big part to play in that. She totally guilted me into helping a girl out.
I deny it. I full on guilted him. Which leads us into a related question that I was asked, which is, were characters developed with a specific voice actor in mind? And it absolutely was Oliver.
Aww.
Like 100%. Aww, so yeah, and I full on guilted you into doing it too. let me see. And then here is another slightly unrelated question, but it is a reward. And there's two of them. What work have you done that you are most proud of?
Oh, like audio work? Because I am most proud of this Christmas collab. This is my, like, shiny gold star on my profile right now.
And then I can't recall. Have you ever written a script for yourself, or like done an improv?
I haven't. I've done improvs. Yeah.
Okay. So of the kind of like improvs you've done, is there something that you would like to actually happen in your life?
Oh man. All of them. I never do improvs about stuff I don't want to do. And actually, they're usually, you know, kind of loosely based on experiences too. As I'm recording an improv, you know, I'm kind of creating the scene in my head as I go. And yeah, memory and experience lends itself a lot to creating the different elements of the scene.
I was fully about to describe you as, like, the nicest slut in the world. Sorry.
I'll take it.
You are the nicest person, but you're also very experienced and you know what you want.
So. I just want everything, Mary.
Who doesn't? That's the reality. Who doesn't? I just want everything at once, because that's so much to ask for.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So, in the whole project, did you have a favorite couple or a favorite character?
Ooh, I mean, after I heard Hunt's voice acting for Liam, man, I like got weak in the knees actually listening to his voice alongside mine for the first time. Which was when the audio was released. That was the first time I heard anybody else's voices from the whole project. So that was like an entirely new experience for me. And I was like, ooh, kind of panting a little.
Aw, that's great. Okay. And the last question, which is the final unrelated reward question. Mm-hmm. And I picked this one because they actually wrote, sorry if questions were supposed to be Christmas themed. And the question is, the final one, who are some of the VAs on the subreddit that you think you could take individually in a bare knuckle fight?
Oh man. Who's gonna be like more of a wuss than me? Honestly, I'd give it a shot against Eli.
I would actually pay to see that fight. Because the two of you so would not want to do it. It would be such half-hearted fighting. And then I feel like in the middle of it, you'd both be like, can you lose, please?
It might devolve into something other than fighting.
That's true. You never know. Okay, well, thank you for taking the time out of your day to do this.
Absolutely.
Is there anything you want to say to the people?
The people? I don't know. I'm so touched by everybody's resonance with Oliver's character and your appreciation for my acting on this. It's been a real treat to see everybody's responses to this audio. So I'm so glad that you all enjoyed it.
Say one final thing, because I don't think a lot of people know this, is you recorded Peter before you recorded Oliver, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so Eli hasn't done this, but I kind of want to pay him to do this, is splice your voice together for those scenes. So we can have the bye boy cut.
Yeah.
And make everybody confused.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, bye, people who are listening or will be listening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.